This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. An outside probe into the death of a Summit County jail inmate last fall has concluded there is no cause to seek criminal charges. Inmate Anthony Jones died in September following an altercation with deputies. Jones was subdued with a taser before being restrained in a chair and becoming unresponsive. In a release, the county sheriff's office said the cause of death was cardiac arrest due to unknown medical origin. According to the sheriff's report, Jones had a history of schizophrenia and heart disease. The developer of Akron's Northside Marketplace has received more than $500,000 to finance the first phase of the project. The Development Fund of the Western Reserve awarded a $650,000 loan from its Akron Community Revitalization Fund. The loan is interest-only for 7 years. Developer Paul Testa tells Cleveland.com the loan will allow the project to move on to phase two, which will include a farmer's market and an eBay marketplace. Northside opened near downtown last fall as an incubator for local businesses. An investigation into Cuyahoga County government has extended its reach. County prosecutors have served an 11th subpoena on the administration of Armin Budish. The latest subpoena seeks emails involving Chief Economic Development Officer Ted Carter and his former assistant Julie Gresko. Investigators are looking for emails to or from a nonprofit called the Potomac Coalition, as well as the market research company Lester & Associates. Prosecutors are also looking into a possible conflict of interest involving former county employees and tech contractors. Akron City Council is considering raising the annual fee to raise bees. The tenfold increase would raise the fee from $5 to $50 each year per hive. The Beacon Journal reports the higher fee is aimed at covering city expenses, but some beekeepers say the increase would discourage hobbyists and other beekeepers who can't afford the higher fee. Council is delaying a decision on the measure until it can get more input from community members. After 2 years of negotiations, the City of Cleveland and the police union have agreed to a new contract. The deal includes a pay raise and a new disciplinary protocol for officers. Cleveland.com reports the 3-year contract gives raises to more than 1,000 rank-and-file police officers. The 2% raises extend retroactively to the last 2 years, as officers were working under the old contract. Negotiations for a new contract could begin as early as September. Governor John Kasich this morning will announce an initiative aimed at helping legal immigrants successfully integrate in the state. Kasich has taken a conciliatory approach to immigrant issues in the past, joining a bipartisan group of governors calling for the preservation of a program that protects immigrants brought to the U.S. as young children from deportation. Kasich has called on those immigrants known as Dreamers to come to Ohio. Kasich, the grandson of Czech and Croatian immigrants, also has said he wouldn't be in the U.S. if it weren't for immigration. Republicans in the Ohio House are slated to vote on a new House Speaker after the previous leader resigned amid an FBI inquiry surrounding his activities. Cliff Rosenberger left the legislature in mid-April under political pressure. Republican lawmakers in the House vote today on their pick for a speaker for the rest of the year. The full Ohio House is then expected to vote on it on Wednesday. Representative Ryan Smith of Bidwell and State Representative Larry Householder, a former House Speaker from Glenford, have been vying to line up support for the next speakership, but other names could also be in the mix. The new publisher of the Akron Beacon Journal and its digital site Ohio.com will be the man who holds that title for 8 other newspapers in Gatehouse Media's Ohio group. Veteran publisher and advertising executive Bill Albrecht will be based in Akron. Gatehouse Media announced last month it was buying the Beacon from Black Press Group Limited for $16 million. It rehired around 216 out of the Beacon Journal's 245 employees. Albrecht will also oversee Gatehouse newspapers, including the Canton Repository, the Record Courier, and the Times Reporter. Gas prices are inching towards $3 a gallon heading into Memorial Day. AAA says the average price for a gallon of regular in Ohio is $2.81, up 15 cents from a week ago, and the largest jump of any state in the country. U.S. oil prices went above the $70 a barrel mark last week for the first time since late 2014. The hike nationally comes after President Donald Trump announced the U.S. will withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal. This is WKSU.